Before the pandemic, Australia was a popular destination for Chinese travellers, and they're expected to return soon as China prepares to open its borders for the first time in almost 3 years. But from Thursday, they'll face new restrictions.
The government has decided, out of an abundance of caution, to require travellers from China to submit evidence before boarding their flight of a negative COVID test.
Canada, the United States, United Kingdom, Japan, India and South Korea will also screen passengers from China. In Europe, France, Italy and Spain will do the same and are encouraging other EU nations to follow suit. Morocco has taken the hardest line, banning all Chinese travellers from Tuesday. Many fear the outbreak here could lead to a new coronavirus strain and spark new waves of infections globally. Beijing has hit back at the restrictions, calling them unscientific.
Many leading medical experts from multiple countries have said that there is no need to impose restrictions on border entry of travelers from China.
The World Health Organization says it's understandable governments want to protect their populations. It has asked for more real-time data on deaths, hospitalization and strains.
Beijing says it isn't withholding any information from the WHO, but with only a dozen COVID-19 deaths reported in recent weeks, scientists suspect a drastic underreporting of infections. Some estimates suggest that there could be as many as 9,000 deaths occurring every day. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.